Northeast Iowa's country leader, 95.1 The Bull. Your community conversation, 8:24 this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. It is Mayor Monday. Joining me on the line from New Hampton, Mayor Steve Gertz. Steve, thanks a lot for joining me this morning.
Thank you for putting me on here.
Absolutely. You know, we're getting into almost mid-May right now, and just around the corner, it's anything and everything goes for summertime. And, of course, things happening over at City Council here with the next public hearing that's coming up on May 19th. What do we need to know in regards to the sewer and water rate increases that could possibly take effect on July 1st?
Well, one, you know, of course, the main reason for the increases is to pay for the upcoming multi-million dollar sewage treatment plant that the DNR is requesting us to rebuild or get a new system put in place. And so in order to pay for those, obviously we have to raise funds, and depending on where those bids come in, it will depend on how often or how long the increases are going to be pending. So the public hearing is just to mainly inform and get comments from citizens on the rates that are proposed for water and sewer rates. Of course, that we're going to, you know, have some substantial increases over the next several years in order to get this, you know, anywhere from 28 to 36 million, depending on what the bids come in at. So it isn't something you have money sitting in the bank for those major expenditures. But the public hearing is 7 o'clock on Monday night. That's Monday, the 19th, I believe it is.
Yes.
So the public hearing is to inform the citizens and get public written comments about it. If they have detail or want to know any details about it, if they call the city clerk's office, they can get a printout or they can look it up. I'm sure it's online also. But we're looking at, roughly the usage is going to be around 28% increase. And that's for this year and moving forward for several years until we get enough funds raised to cover the cost of the sewage treatment plant.
We're speaking with New Hampton Mayor Steve Gertz on the line with us this morning on the Morning Roundup 95.1 The Bull. And of course, we did touch base on this subject last month in the conversation there. But to be a little bit more specific, what kind of rates could be expected down the road as the city raises funds for that new wastewater treatment plant?
I believe we're still going to be looking at around 25 to 28, someplace in there, percent every annually for maybe 5 years, depending on, again, what the cost of the bids when we get to that point, which is going to be, it'll come faster than a guy thinks, but it'll probably be next year that we'll be starting, so far as I know. That's where we're at. It's a terrible thing to have to do, but we have to do it. And it's just not on the current city council, but down, the cost has increased tremendously since DNR first told us that we needed to get this replaced. So the can's been kicked down the road far enough, and we're to the point where we got to do it, or we'll be facing some tremendous penalties from the DNR.
All right, you just kind of took the words right out of my mouth there. And as we kind of look the next step, I know we touched base on that last conversation too. Again, what's the next step towards land acquisition for the new plant?
We have a company hired that specializes in land acquisitions. We're looking at about 3 acres that we'll need to build a new facility. The land will be the best option was to the south of the current building. for several reasons, for the lay of the land, the piping, all the engineering items that need to be in place. So we're looking at that, like I say, about three acres to purchase. The company that we have, they are working with, get appraisers to come in, and they'll work with the property owner that, that's adjacent to the current city sewage treatment plant.
All right. Sounds good. New Hampton Mayor Steve Gertz again on the line with us here for Mayor Monday on 95.1 The Bull. Switching gears a little bit, I know in the past couple of weeks we noticed with the amount of weather we've had in the past few weeks, a couple things happening downtown on Main Street, specifically some of the decorative bricks we noticed that are deteriorating. I do know, of course, on the corner was over by Bennett's there. Some of those bricks fell down, unfortunately. So asking you what the city's plan is for dealing with those decorative bricks on Main Street that are deteriorating.
Okay, that's a couple different items there. The building, the partial of the bricks that fell on the sidewalk were from the building, not part of the sidewalk
right.
System. But that's that. Speaking about that, the contractors have been hired to do the repairs, and we'll get that building back in shape. I believe pretty rapid. As far as the decorative bricks on Main, it's quite a difference between the south side of the street and the north side of the street because of the south side does not get the sun to melt the snow off, so therefore more salt is used, and the bricks, are not, they might be pretty, when they're new, but they're not a longevity item we're finding out. And it isn't just us, it's other towns that have those decorative bricks, for sidewalks or roads or whatever. We're looking into getting prices on what it'll take to, we'd like to, if we're going to do something, do it a block at a time rather than starting one business and going to the next, and then leaving the next one and then go, skip one or two. We'd like to do a block at a time to get a consistent so it looks nice.
Absolutely.
We have done some up by the municipal, the city's municipal light plant building office up on Main Street there. They did some about 3 or 4 years ago, and that's holding up very well for what they did there. So we're looking at something possibly similar to that.
Very good, very good. Final topic of discussion, of course, is we have Heartland Days that's going to be coming up New Hampton here a couple of weeks from now, I believe. That's June 13th and 14th, I believe, there. We'll be speaking with Liz Swybeamer in detail regarding some of the festivities, but wanted to get your take there, Steve, on what this celebration means to the city of New Hampton.
Well, but it's one of those things where no matter what town you're in, when you have a town celebration, it pulls people together. It gets people to work together. It's kind of a neat deal. One of the things that always stands out in my mind is when you look at it, watch the parade, is all the class reunions that occur when they have. When you have the parades, I know for mine, 2 years ago, we had my 50th high school graduation class had a float, and we had our class reunion. It gives the people, not necessarily our class, but as you're at the park, it gives people a chance to mingle and talk to old friends they haven't seen in years and be surprised at who people are when you, oh my God, a letter, that's you, that's what I found with our, even our classmates, there's a few I didn't recognize but it was, we had a blast and of course the entertainment and Liz will give you the details on the entertainment and fireworks and that type of thing. So it's a great time to get together, and it's Friday and Saturday, and Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah, and, you bet.
It's time, you know, it's a good time of the year. Hopefully the weather will be cooperative for us, and so we can get everything in.
You bet, you bet. So, not sure if you could answer it, but maybe Liz will, about, you know any volunteership. We're looking for volunteers ahead of Heartland Days.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always a need for volunteers, and I'm not sure what departments or what areas they need the help in, but I know that the beer garden is it's a big deal, and they get they need a lot of workers to man that over the course of the weekend.
All right. Well, we'll make sure to talk more about that in detail with Liz there. But my final question for you this morning here, Steve, will you be taking part in any festivities for Heartland Days? Anything that you kind of got your eye on during the course of Friday or Saturday during those days?
Mainly I'll be in the parade. I'm not sure what I'll be riding on, but I'll be in the parade. And, you know, it's... most everybody knows me from, you know, my years of either fire department or running a business, you know, so, but there's a lot of new people that I don't know. And, you know, so, you know, it'll be, people can put a name with a face and, you know, hopefully they don't throw anything at me.
You know what? If anything, I think we should get you in a fire truck. You know, so, make it like old times.
I had a 1955 fire truck was my last one, and I sold that a couple of years ago. And you know, there's always that possibility.
Well, let's put forward that challenge and see. You know, anybody's got, you know, good old fashioned fire truck. Let's get Steve up in there.
The young guys at the fire department ask if I run the horses, you know, and things like that. But
I was going to say, that's my next guest there. You might maybe get you up on a horse.
Yeah. Well, maybe an old steamer, but I don't know who around here has one of those close. So.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes there. Anyway, further information on what we discussed there, Steve. Any questions, general information for you? How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way is to call City Hall, and the girls there will you know, if they can't answer it, or if it's an issue that they need me to contact people, they get a number and information for me, and then they forward that to me, and I call people back. So,
very good, very good. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for your time joining us here on the Morning Roundup, and look forward to seeing you either in the community, at the office, or perhaps we'll see you in the parade for next month.
Sounds great.
All right, sounds good. Take care there, Steve.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Steve Gertz for Mayor Monday here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. We'll get country music news on the way here, 8:38 on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull.